Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Join the growing crowd at Mid-Delta Online Auction. Download their app by searching Mid-Delta Auction to bid on tractors, trailers, heavy equipment, golf carts, and more. Download the app today or call Will Jeffcoat at 662-299-2414 for more details for the first Tuesday of every month auction in Greenwood.
What's up? How are we doing on this Tuesday edition of the podcast? My name is Michael Borky. Glad that you are with me. Just getting in from the Not Fall Camp Tour in Starkville today. Got back in time. I was a little bit worried about that, but here, good to go, live and everything in between. We will be in Oxford doing the same thing a week from today. If you're watching on YouTube, most of you are listening. So Tuesday next week at the library, 3 to 6. I will be there. Hey Dad will be there. We got stuff to give away. I wish I had some on me. We got hats and like golf packages for Pearl River or from Pearl River Resort, hotel stays, all kinds of stuff that we can give away. And also a great show coming on Tuesday. So come by and see us. I would love to see you there. But tonight, we're talking about offense a little bit. Training camp underway. You know, guys are getting a little banged up, especially in the trenches, as to be expected through training camp. Next time we hear from Pete Golding, I'm sure he'll be asked about that kind of stuff. But we're talking two things offensively. One, Trinidad Chambliss was quoted in or about by ESPN. So he was not quoted in ESPN, although he did a walkabout with Reese Davis, which was in part really good and in part still relitigating the Kiffin thing. And I really just don't understand, like Marty and McGee this week talking about it. I don't get it. Airing that interview, I mean, weeks after media days, I don't get that. I really think that, I mean, it was a big story. It will be a big story when they play each other. But there are other interesting things about this team. I don't know what else needs to be said at this point. They're just kind of rehashing the same stuff. And it's, frankly, it's doing a disservice to the team themselves by continuing to talk about it. But anyway, that's what ESPN wants to do. Good stuff, though, from Adam Rittenberg. Talk to coaches, GMs, coordinators in the SEC. Got some anonymous quotes. We'll talk about that. And also John David Baker for the first time. Also met with the media. I pulled one quote in particular to play for you that I'm really excited to play for you guys. If you have not seen it yet, I'm sure that everybody else has talked about it by now. But there's one thing that he said in there that I think is really important. So we will talk about that. On this edition of the show, I'm a little subdued. I'm a little worn out, but we are powering through on this hot but beautiful Tuesday. And I'm so glad you're here. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Search Rebel Report. Hit that subscribe button right here on YouTube as well. Like, subscribe, leave a comment. You don't want to miss our post-game live streams during the season and all the things that come between now and the end of the season. There will be a lot, so you don't want to miss that. So don't forget to subscribe right here on YouTube. And this edition is presented by Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. 0% on America's tractor. And I mean 0%. You literally could not get a financing deal better than what they offer at Scruggs. They've also got anything you need for your property, your hunting property, your farm, your garden, inside of your home, home improvement projects, clothes, even and more. They've got you covered. It's a massive, massive store, and they will take care of you, but they will most importantly put you behind the wheel of a John Deere. Zero turns, 0%, 36 months for weekend people like me that just have a regular yard. They've got commercial mowers, 0%, 36 months, compact tractors, 0%, 72 months, 5-series tractors, 0%, 84 months, even the Gator at just 1.9%. For 36 months, great people at Scruggs in Saltillo. Tell them when you go that it was me that sent you there because that will help me a ton. So really glad that you guys are here. Let's start with the insider intel, as it's called, from Adam Rittenberg about Trinidad Chambliss, the quarterback at Ole Miss. An SEC defensive coordinator said, quote, "You could see his ability, his arm strength, and arm talent coming out of Ferris State. And then watching the whole season, his ability to make plays with his feet when things break down was exceptional." Here's another one, and this is kind of the money quote that was the pull quote that ESPN shared on their graphic and everything. "He's a dude," an SEC coach said. "Lane probably gets too much credit for Trinidad." And so that is, I think, a very true statement, and also not necessarily like taking a shot at Lane at all. And, you know, people are going to use that because, of course, but I think really when you look back to this time last year, there was no time for Trinidad to have been developed. There was no time. He joined the team late. He was a really late addition. And the second he got to campus, you guys remember this. We talk about this all the time. Hand up, I missed it. There was the T, as the kids say now, coming out of last training camp. Yeah, Simmons is doing some nice things, but God, this Trinidad guy, every scrimmage that people got to see, you know, the special booster scrimmages, every scrimmage that people got to see, it was like, man, this Trinidad kid, he's lighting them up. He showed up that way. And so identification to the previous staff, yeah, like they identified him and signed him, and that is to their credit. But people talking about development and stuff like that, he was an elite player, yes, at the Division II level, but he was elite there, and he showed up and boom, right away was turning heads the second he arrived. I mean, right away was turning heads the second he arrived. I was too dismissive of that. Because Austin Simmons, I mean, it was his program and he started the season, but he showed up ready. It's in a way, I mean, if you want to use another Ole Miss comparison, Hugh Freeze, where was I? Anyway, Hugh Freeze, Chad Kelly. Hugh Freeze should get a lot of credit for keeping Chad Kelly out of trouble, but Chad Kelly showed up a ready-made prospect, and that's a similar situation here. Identification, sure. Bringing him in, great. But sorry, I'm still totally threw me off. I thought he was sleeping. Wanted a Michael Jackson Lego magazine. That's what he wanted to talk about. anyway, so long story short, yeah, that quote is absolutely correct. That is what happened. Also, a coach set to face Chambliss this fall praised his pure passing skills, saying his mechanics are more sound and he played well last year. He played good football and he led the team. Quote, "Trinidad is not underrated now and he's a quick decision maker. An SEC defensive coordinator said he makes fast decisions. He can obviously hurt you with his legs and hurt you with his arm. He's just a playmaker. He makes the guys around him better." So really good stuff. There. I probably could cut that out in editing, I guess, but sorry, totally thrown off. I will be able to edit some of that post podcast, but all right. Anyway, next thing. Sorry. I'm just laughing. All right, focus. Focus. John David Baker met with the media. Impressive, all of that stuff. This is the quote, though, that I want you to hear. Okay, this is the important thing that is kind of the theme right now of this offseason for this program under Pete Golding. And it's about not going away from what's working. Michael Katz asked a great question about putting your stamp on the offense. Like, how do you want to, do you want to put your stamp on the offense? And it turned into this answer right here. This is really, really, really good stuff from Ole Miss's new offensive coordinator, John David Baker.
I don't think it's so much putting my stamp on things. It's more so like, we've been very successful here over the last 5-6 years because we've understood, okay, what are our pieces, and then using those guys the right way while also sticking to the core things that we believe in. And so the offense is the offense. Like, the day one install, whatever it is, like, it has not changed a lot over time. It's been more so, okay, from year to year, 2021, okay, you got an elite quarterback, you got a stable of running backs, and you've got one, maybe two really good receivers. Okay, work with those pieces. And then it's just changed every year from there. And so for me, it's not necessarily finding, you know, putting my stamp on things. I want us to have an identity, right? I want us to be able to, you know, play with good pace. I want us to run the football effectively, be physical at the point of attack, all those things. I want to be explosive. But at the end of the day, it's about every year finding who our pieces are, and then, you know, finding the packages of how to use them and put them in situations to be successful. That's what I think it more so is. But also understanding, like, you got to figure out exactly what that looks like without trying to force certain things on it. Because there's a lot of concepts, like I said a second ago, there's a lot of concepts that I like. But it doesn't matter if I like it. It's if can our players execute it? Does our quarterback like it? I don't think it's so much putting my stamp.
Sorry, quick loop there. But anyway, that's really good. It's a minute and 27 seconds, and there's a lot to digest in that clip there. Number one, I, on the way back from Starkville today for the radio show, I put on Neil and Chase, and they used a word that I haven't used yet to describe the decisions that Pete Golding has made, and I thought it was really good. I mean, we've talked all offseason about, you know, that they didn't – if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They won a lot of games, so you don't need to go away from what works. And I've used the example here in the state of Mississippi when you watched Zach Barnett do what he did at Mississippi State, where in one offseason he just kind of – like, it just – he tried to be somebody that he wasn't. He tried to turn the program away from what was working into something else too quickly. And it just, there was a lot of change for the sake of change, it felt like at times, and it didn't work. And all offseason, they've gotten rid of the basketball goal. And I'm sure some things are slightly different, but when you hear players talk about even like practice schedule, it's like, yeah, practice is about the same because it's working. And so, when you hear, again, great question from Michael, and you got a great answer, when you hear Michael ask about, you know, putting your stamp on the offense, Baker's almost dismissive. He's like, stamp? I don't care about putting a stamp on the offense. I just need it to work. And the word that Neil and Chase used was ego. And I thought that was, or lack thereof, really. But they used the ego word, and I really liked that, the way they framed that, because you've got to be a confident person to be able to be handed something like a program like this and operate in a way where you're not blowing it up and not trying to make it all about you. So hearing Pete Golding talk that way, and then now you get to hear from John David Baker, and he is totally dismissive of the idea of stamp on the offense. I don't care. And then the follow-up or later on in that quote with Trinidad, if he doesn't like it, I don't like it. If he likes it, I like it. And instead of, hey, I'm going to make him do these things that I like, it's, you know, I've got this quarterback who is an elite level player who's, I mean, truly mature and can do all of those things. Instead of, I'm going to make this guy do what I want, we are going to work together. And if he's comfortable, I am. And if he's not, we're not doing it. The lack of ego. Because you don't hear that from every coach. Trust me. I watch all kinds of press conferences and things like that all the time. And you don't hear that always. But And a lot of that sounded a lot like, frankly, you guys might not like this comparison, but that sounded a lot like what you hear from Lane and Charlie. It's, you know, you don't fit the players into your box. You fit your box around the players, if that makes sense. You do what is necessary based on your personnel, and you don't try to fit your personnel into what you try to do. Joe Moorhead, speaking of Mississippi State, I've just got them in my heads from being in Starkville today. Joe Moorhead tried to fit players into his, like, this is my offense and I'm going to run it this way, and you either fit or you don't, but this is how I do things. It didn't work. So a lot of really encouraging things, lack of ego, not worried about making it yours, just making sure you make it successful, especially with an inexperienced head coach, to have that mindset should be super encouraging for you fans listening to this right now. So really good stuff there all around. But so glad that you guys are with me. Before we get to your comments for just a little bit, I don't know, 13 minutes or so, I want to say about Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500. I actually was on the phone with the people there. Just friendly and awesome and quick and thorough, because that's what they do at Logan Smith Shelter Insurance. Auto, home, life, or insurance for your business will take care of you anywhere in this state. It's got a great team there. Again, 601-823-3500. Also, Priority One Bank, to make you their priority with 16 locations. It's in the name. The people at my branch know me when I walk in, not because of what I do. It's that they just know me because I show up there and they're aware of who I am, just because that's what they do. They're in your backyard. They live in your community. They will take care of you at Priority One Bank, and also Advantage Business Systems, absms.com, for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. So was it Kirby or Summerall that said they thought Lane got too much credit for Trinidad? I love the anonymous coach quotes. Because you do get to play the game of, you know, who said it. Would not be surprised if it was one of those two, but I have no idea. Is Ryan McGee just letting Lane play him again? This is so tired with Kiffin. Yeah, when you get that interview, I'm not a television producer. I would have aired it right away or as soon as possible, and not done it weeks later, because when it comes to the why I left story or wish I would have done it better, I'm bad at breakup stuff, everybody has heard it before. Everybody has their mind made up about how he handled it. Basically, people that live in 49 states thought he handled it terribly, and then people in Louisiana or are repped by Jimmy Sexton thought that it was okay, and everybody's made up their mind, and nobody's going to change their mind. The Vanity Fair interview didn't change anybody's mind, right? One way or another. And doing all of the interviews that followed that didn't change anybody's mind. And now this is not like you just keep talking. It's the same story. That's the thing. Of course, there's going to be conversation around him returning to Oxford and the game and the program without him, and all of those angles are real and they exist. But when you're telling the same story and defending the same story over and over and over and over again, you're not helping. You're not changing anybody's mind. Nobody wants to hear it anymore. And I know that he's a guy that gets clicks, but the same story, I don't know if that's something that nationally people are interested in anymore. I'd be surprised if that's something that just, you know, drew a bunch of viewers on the SEC network. I would be really surprised if that's the case. Really interested to see how John David Baker runs the offense. He seems like a really good hire. I mean, he did a really good job in 2 years at East Carolina. With a lot less, now he was facing less talent as well, but I mean, he had no quarterback like Trinidad and no running back like Lacy in his offense. But, I think that there was, hold on 1 second. That's 6 a.m. wake up call is not going to be pretty for somebody. Yeah, the quote, if Trinidad likes it, I like it. That's big. I mean, just no ego there. You got to wonder with how much the Lane stuff will be hammered home, particularly on the Kiffin side. Once the season starts with two game day shows, it's going to be on the forefront of his mind on September 19th. Frankly, you want, you know, if you want to play the head game, you want this to be hammered home in emotions to be, how emotional is this? How emotional you return there. You want him to be poked about stuff like that. But yeah, it's going to be talked about. I'm here to tell you guys, just watch. I'm going to be right on this. They're going to talk about it when College Game Day is at LSU Clemson week one. They are going to talk about it, and everybody on that set has to defend themselves because they got criticized pretty heavily, including in the media, for the way they talked about it down the stretch last season. So they're going to get back together again. It's going to be a Kiffin game. They're going to interview him, and they're going to relitigate it before they – I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It will get brought up. It will get talked about, and they will defend themselves. It's going to happen. Watch. You think Austin Simmons could be a boom or bust type quarterback at Missouri? I think so. I mean, he's either going to have a great year or a horrible year. But the turnovers are particularly concerning, and we'll see. When are you guys going to share predictions on the radio show and your thoughts on this podcast? I don't know. We will do our official predictions, though. I think game by game stuff is probably, it's fun off-season conversation fodder. I don't think I'm going to do game by game, but I do think that I will do record and all that before the season begins. Get this out of your system before week zero. It's not my system. Oh, man. There's a lot of promise in the staff. It was a concern going in. We know you'd address it. There were hints at this with State in 23. Yes, there were. Trinidad would have been a second-round pick this year. I don't know. I will tell you, as far as I've been told by people that would know, the feedback that he got from the NFL in a general sense was, go back to school if you can. There were some teams that had a late round grade on him. There were some teams that had we're not going to draft him grade on him. Because, you know, quarterback settled at a lot of places and things like that. But his draft prospects were not high last season. That was a talking point that was done by a lot of people that I don't think had intimate knowledge of what he was being told, and not by Ole Miss. What he was being told by NFL people was that of stay in school because you're not going to get selected high enough to justify leaving. So I don't know. I don't know if he'd have been a second round pick. You're a Saints fan. Tyler Shuck played for Louisville. He did. Yes, he did. And Coach Brom whooped Miami last year. That's why I've been talking about that game for a while. Isaac Brown, the running back, could be a problem. He is he's really good. Now, he started training camp hurt, but he'll be healthy and ready. What's more likely, a polar bear habitat in Mississippi or the Save College Sports Act passing? A polar bear habitat in Mississippi. The Hattiesburg Zoo is pretty impressive. The Memphis Zoo has polar bears, so they might get one day. Who knows? Sam Levitt geography test. I thought that was a tongue-in-cheek, like I didn't think Louisiana was a real place because it's so goofy that, you know, I didn't think he actually meant that he didn't believe that the state did not exist. But the quote about wanting to play Levitt over Pavia is pretty funny as well. Hold on, where is that? I'm looking for it right now. I would rather play him than Diego. Oh, there it is. Okay, who it is? An SEC defensive coordinator. He's not the talent level that a normal LSU quarterback would be. If they have success, it's going to be because they got him going in the system. He doesn't freak you out when you watch him, but he is dangerous at times. I would rather play him than Diego Pavia. Wow, what a quote. Genuinely curious why anyone would go to game day in Oxford when LSU comes to town, because there are people that maybe didn't notice or understand what was happening on that set over the last 3 weeks of the season. I don't know. I have not seen Spider-Man yet. Trinidad sit down with Reese Davis was really good. It was just more relitigation, though. More relitigation. But anyway, Austin Simmons could pitch and be the best player on the baseball team. But here's the thing. He had that elbow injury, number one. And two, I mean, you can't do both. You can't be a starting quarterback in the SEC and pitch anymore. You just can't do that. But anyway. All right, guys, I got to run. I got to go to bed myself. Long day. Really appreciate you being here, as always. And we'll be back on Thursday. We'll be back on Thursday and talking more football because we get closer and closer and closer to the start of the season. I'll see you on Thursday.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.